People across the country who want to fly drones for commercial purposes are one step closer to having the green light. The FAA on Sunday released proposed rules for commercial use of small unmanned aerial vehicles.
One of the proposals would require operators to get a special new certificate. Jim Green is a retired airline captain who now works as chair of the Aviation Sciences Department at Utah Valley University. He's with us now live on the KSL Newsline. And Jim, what are your thoughts on the FAA's proposal?
Well, it's pretty much as we expected it would be. And we are trying to position ourselves right now to be able to be one of the first organizations to offer a certificate of proficiency to help people qualify for that FAA authorization.
So what would that course include then?
Well, we would have probably a number of courses that would be involved in actual operation of the UAVs and then aeronautical information concerning airspace usage, safety precautions, and so forth like that.
So it's still in the proposal stage. How open do you think the FAA is to hearing from people and getting feedback?
Well, they're going to open what they call an NPRM. That's a Notice of Public Rulemaking, which will offer the public the chance to speak out. They're going to have meetings, public meetings on it. This is kind of a preliminary. This is just a proposal right now, and this purely affects the commercial use of drones. And once this NPRM period is open, I assume many people will be offering their opinions on it, and then they will make a final decision probably within a year or so from now.
Yeah, Jim, what we're talking about are vehicles that weigh, like 55 pounds or more, is that right? And some of the restrictions, they've said they can't go out of line of sight and they can't fly over people. That seems like it's pretty restrictive starting point, doesn't it?
It is. It's quite strict. It's line of sight with no use of any other type, like binoculars or anything, has to be visual. And people not involved in the direct operation of the event. And so there are a lot of questions yet. Of course, max speed is going to be 100 miles per hour. Mm-hmm. And the individual operating it has to be 17 years of age or older and pass an aeronautical knowledge test approved by the FAA. So there are some restrictions on it, but this is the beginning. It's kind of a fun and exciting part of being history, because this is the beginning of a whole new technology that's going to affect all of our lives very significantly.
Oh, yeah. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Not a problem. Glad to be with you.